This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Revelation chapter 14, everywhere the shepherd goes, his sheep must surely follow. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Some months ago, I was thinking about trading cars. The car we drove was a 60s model, and it showed signs of wear. The trunk leaked, the shock absorbers were shot, and the engine had the evil habit of dying for no apparent reason. Beside all that, the windshield was so pitted that it was hard to see at night, especially in the headlights of an oncoming car. So we looked around for a good used car, found one, and once again we had reliable transportation. The car has a good engine, good tires, good shock absorbers, and a trunk that doesn't leak. But how would I feel if I discovered this car had a mind and a will of its own? When I wanted to go north to Denver, what if it turned south and took me to Albuquerque? What if I wanted to go to the grocery store and it went to the post office instead? In spite of all its internal strengths, if it didn't go where I wanted it to go, it would be an unreliable car. This quality of reliability is at the heart of what the Apostle John is dealing with in Revelation chapter 14, verse 4, where he describes the faithful with these words. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Here are they, John continues, that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Christian, during this past year, you have been strengthened internally through reading the Bible, through the ministry of your church, through your morning prayers. God has used all of these to build you up in the faith. You are like my new car that I bought with all the components functioning. And while my car doesn't have a will of its own, we do. As you think about the new year, why not make it your prayer that in everything you will seek and follow the will of God? A lot of our problems begin with our own stubbornness and will end in tragedy unless we learn to pray as Jesus did, not my will, but thine be done. Christ desired above all to keep the commandments of his Father. May we be people whom God can count on to go his way, faithful, reliable, joyful, unswerving in our commitment to him. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us for a stimulating walk through the Bible, and with our Daily Walk magazine, you can. To receive your free subscription to Daily Walk, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, who's in charge here? Join us on Daily Discipleship.